Back in 2013, when the state was still making grants available to municipalities, the city of Kenai received nearly $2 million that paid for the new access road to the south beach of the Kenai River. Some $700,000 is left from that grant, and other projects remain on the list for the city's administration. The Harbor Commission and Parks and Recreation Commission met Monday night to discuss some of the options to send to the council for further review. City Manager Paul Ostrander says they went to all departments to look for ideas, eventually having 12 proposals and narrowing them down to just a few, based on several factors like safety and how they would fit into the budget.
And then a big one was, you know, would it improve the quality of life for residents of the city? And then the last one is how quickly the project could be completed. So we created that scoring rubric because we knew that it was important to justify why we chose the project that we did. And the process that we went through, I think, made it as quantitative and as objective as possible so that the projects that did rise to the top really made sense.
Time is also a big factor, as the grant does have an expiration date.
Well, the grant expires in June of 2020, but we hope to get that extended for another year to allow for completion of these projects, which I'm cautiously optimistic that we'll be able to get that extension.
One of the projects that made the cut would add permanent vaulted restrooms at the North Beach. The estimated cost of putting in 4 restrooms, each with 2 stalls, is about $180,000. But that number still represents some savings, says Parks and Rec Director Bob Frades.
Between the restrooms and the solid waste disposal, i.e. the trash and the dumpsters, you know, that's total cost of 70-some thousand. I'm not sure where the break is, but those restrooms and the porta-potties are, I know, extremely expensive. And then the vaulted restrooms, I think what that's going to do for us is a little bit of a cost savings, but also provide some infrastructure down there for, you know, really more than just the 3 weeks.
Looking at use beyond the normal dip netting season was a theme in some of the projects, like adding a campground. It's been nearly a decade since the city operated a dedicated campground, which went away when Walmart opened in 2010. In fact, Kenai is the only city on the peninsula without its own public campground. A 2-acre lot the city owns on South Spruce Street could serve as a permanent campsite and one with a view. Frades compares it to the public spots available in downtown Seward, right on Resurrection Bay.
One of the questions that we receive probably the most throughout the summer months is, hey, you know, where's your campground? Well, we don't have a campground. What do you mean? And people are amazed when we tell them, well, we don't have a campground. And there's not. There's not really anywhere in the city of Kenai right now, presently, for motorhomes or tent camping. And tired of sending them over to to our neighbors.
Another project that made the final list for consideration is one that would add permanent restrooms at the Little League fields, where portable units are now placed during dip net season. Estimated cost for that is $125,000. The last project would replace a fee shack on the South Beach for about $35,000. Ostrander says they're still penciling out possible revenue figures for the campground, but the estimated cost for the first phase of construction is $400,000. Expanding hookup options for RVs would come later.
I think the vault restrooms and the Little League permanent restrooms are obvious choices that folks can see the benefit of. You know, the Spruce Campground, there will likely be some discussion as far as whether that's the appropriate location. You know, we looked at this very closely, and based on our analysis, we think it's an excellent location and actually will be revenue positive to the city. And couple that with the fact that we don't have an RV park currently or campground currently in the city, I think there's strong justification for that project as well.
The plan calls for 30 spaces for RVs that would eventually have power and water hookups, along with space for tent camping. A pavilion would also be available for use year-round. The lot has an assessed value of about $47,000. The council is expected to take up the recommendations next month. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.